What's the problem with that? Why can't a nigga lose games and still be happy and live his life and go to the club?
That's crazy.
What you mean? He can't control.
I can't go to the club.
Yeah, you can.
I bet all my money on the Lakers to win. He fucking losing.
It's not his fault. It's everybody else's fault, for real. It's not LeBron's fault those niggas are losers. Mm. I mean, double-doubles can one man score.
What more do you want from him?
What more do you want from LeBron James?
How about a win? I don't even want a double-double. Win the game.
What it's five niggas there.
Okay. From me.
Russell can't hit shit.
He's the greatest in the world. He's the greatest of all time.
Says who?
Him.
He can't hit shit. I can't see
it. No, but LeBron says he's the greatest of all time.
I don't know. He can't hit shit.
You
bro.
Tell me you're the greatest of all time. I want to see
and
the
then,
greatest of all
and
time.
And then AD got fucking pretzel knees.
Pretzel knees, pretzel ankles, pretzel shoulder.
He's like
pretzel finger.
He gave his best years to fucking New Orleans, and that's tragic.
Damn.
Pretzel man. Easily broken.
Don't you know they call him Mr. Glass? what else is there? Dwight Howard?
What about him?
It's just a fucking mess there, but it's not LeBron's fault.
That they fucking suck.
That they fucking suck. It's everybody else's fault.
Always. If he hadn't traded away the whole fucking team, we'd be balling right now.
Like who? Who left? Left?
Caruso, fucking Lonzo, fucking Brandon Ingram, the whole fucking team, nigga, to get this fucking pretzel monster, bro.
I'm telling you, bro, for me, my conspiracy theory about AD is that his growth spurt is probably the worst thing that ever happened
ever.
For him.
Why?
He had a weird-ass growth spurt. Like, was it his first year of college or was it his senior year of high school?
It was his senior year of high school. He went from, like...
He went from, like, what, 6'3 to, like... 6'3 to, like, 6'11 in one summer.
Naturally?
Yeah.
No.
So we know.
Obviously.
As far as we know.
Extremely unnatural.
Why you say no?
Getting fucked up.
What did he do?
He keeps getting fucked up. His growth ain't real.
Yeah, this pre-show banter.
Thought you was ready to pod, nigga.
But you ain't tell me when it was.
Oh, we got to tell you when to start.
The fuck? Yeah. Everybody else knew.
You got to tell me when to go. Huh?
Sweet guys, come on. Let's start talking some real shit.
Everybody else is here working.
Work, niggas.
Wake up, bitch.
Work, niggas. Hey, give me one of the candies if you really want me to wake up.
Fuck you. You never wake up.
How manipulative he is.
He's a fucking bitch. Because I wanted to go home. I wanted to leave. I'm going to take this dub and leave. He wanted to be a bitch.
Now you know I can't do that, man.
Because the moment you sleep, I'm stopping it. I'm going home.
You know I can't do
You're
that.
Not stopping shit because I
ain't The moment you sleep, I'm going home. You know Remember this. Remember I said it. Go ahead.
Okay. Now you're listening to... NDO podcast.
In fact, I got called a nigger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name.
Ladies and gents, this is the Niggas with Fingers podcast,
bitch.
NWO podcast.
Big bitch.
With myself and my brother in buffoonery. Sleepy Brown in the building over here.
Long bitch.
Who is Benny V?
Thin bitch.
That's me.
Little.
Big bitch. Niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. We some niggas with opinions. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Nigga with a pain, nigga with a pain, nigga. Bitch, you need a pain, you should get them from me, nigga. You should get them from me, niggas. Bitch, you need a pain, you should get them from me, niggas. You should get them from me, niggas. Hold up. You got it. Let that bit breeze. Benny on the beat, by the way. So talented, won't you agree? He doesn't do it for free. You want to pay Benny? First, you got to pay me. Hey, me, Ricky, Benny, and Chris, doing acrobatics tricks and shit. We in this hoe, you already know. I'm kinda unorthodox with my flow, but I'ma get through it. A big bitch, I'ma do it. If she running down the block with nigga, I'll pursue it. On my grind, regular. Yo, bitch, pussy is smegular. I still hit it though. Still with it though. You ain't got to, but your bitch get it though. Hey, bon foot. Hey, only foot rhymes with scoot. Skibbity boop bop, like Kanye say. I'm gonna have me a great day. Yesterday was Friday. I know that was a paid day. Gonna eat Asian food. I call that bitch a pay way.
Oh my god.
Hey! Come on, guys. Come on, guys.
That was good.
Hey, everybody said, oh god. Everybody rolled their eyes.
That was good.
It was good.
I'm gonna let that food ball slide.
It was good, but still ridiculous at the same time.
Oh. I'm gonna let that food bar slide this time because I don't think we have anything that you could rhyme at Vegetarian Delight with Payway.
Payway, yeah. Lazy. Is there?
What?
I don't know.
No, there's nothing.
We're trying to find a rhyme. Is that what you?
Yeah, it's nothing on the menu that rhymes with payday.
No. But ladies and gents, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast. I'm Ben to see Take a Shot of Me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
Yo.
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Okay.
What's good in the hood, my niggas?
I wouldn't know.
Oh, yeah?
No, I was there.
You have no idea about what's going on there?
I was there, man. It's not part of my culture.
You're being petty. You're being petty right
this
now.
This shit don't stop.
You're being
petty. Motherfuckers
right
called me a foreigner. This shit don't stop.
Let it go, bro.
No, nigga.
You're a fucking foreigner.
Show me the birth certificate and the passport. Make me a foreigner.
And you are an opportunist.
Otherwise, eat a dick.
Is that what they said that we were? Opportunists? Or they said we're not...
Opportunists? I got your opportunists.
Contributors?
Opportunity.
We are participants and observers.
You're an observer, my nigga.
Observed
you came to this country, dick. You watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and you wanted to be Will Smith.
I got some American culture for you. Suck it.
That's hilarious. Okay.
And and here's another thing they've taught us. Our Jamaican brethren did not make up hip-hop, nigga.
Whatever, man.
So take care of the nigga who they fuck
saying,
out of town.
The nigga who they saying said he didn't get influenced by Jamaican culture to do hip-hop. It's fucking Jamaican.
Take your Neanderthal and go back to Kingston, is what they
said. In the words of the American great heroes, D-Generation X, suck it, nigga.
I'm telling you what they told me. They told me to take that fucking Neanderthal and go back to my country, Jamaica, is what they told me.
And tell them what I told you.
Speaking of going to countries, the white people are legit telling Eminem to go to another country.
Why?
Because of the kneeling.
They're mad at him for
they're
that?
They're mad at him.
I didn't see that.
They're telling him to go to another country.
Who said that? Somebody said that to him exactly.
And furthermore, like, I'm so convinced that that kneeling shit was so calculated. I didn't even give a fuck about it.
Come on.
Like, kneeling isn't dangerous anymore. Y'all missed it.
Yeah, it's 2 or 3 years late, bro.
like all the danger that came with that shit is gone, man.
It reminds me of what Brother Hassan said. Somebody, one of us asked him, how does he feel about it?
Yeah.
And he responded by saying, once white people do take a stance like this, it means nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Because come on. Like, what does it really mean for Eminem to kneel 3 years after Kaepernick did it?
It's nothing.
It just,
I didn't even realize he did it.
Me either.
Like, oh shit, he's taking a break.
Hey, somebody said that lose yourself is white people dreams and nightmares.
Yeah,
that shit.
Saw that shit.
It's so funny.
That is hilarious.
That's true.
It is though.
No,
they fucking literally loses.
They hear mom spaghetti, they start losing that shit.
you better lose yourself in the movement.
Bro, talk about one of the Eminem songs I hate the most.
I hate that song.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow.
Because opportunity.
Once is a lifetime. I feel you, Marshall. The fuck out of here.
Mom's spaghetti.
This moment is mine for the taking. Make me king.
I fucking hate that song so bad.
I don't love it.
I've never liked that song.
If you only had one shot. I fucking...
hate that song.
What's that shit?
Dot, fuck a clock.
I sit back with this pack of zigzags and this weed and should get in the need is the beat and most mean is some C. The way I am.
That I shit.
Whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I am? In the paper, the news, every day I am.
The radio won't even play my tune.
That shit, come on, man. That shit, like... That's why I hate the way history is remembering this nigga, because he has some.
Yeah.
He has some good contributions.
Yeah, they got something to say, but none comes out when they move to live. Just a bunch of different rats and motherfuckers. That shit was hard.
Forgot About Dre is one of the best songs in hip-hop history.
What do you say to somebody you hate?
Or anyone trying to bring trouble your way? Whatever song they could... Come on. He spazzed the fuck out.
I was walking by and I caught her.
That cracker said, chicka, 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 Slim Shady, hotter than a set of twin babies. Come on, bro.
He snapped.
Come on, bro.
That nigga
even the weirder version of that song where him and Dr. Dre did like a tit for tat type of...
Guilty Conscience is so fucking good.
I stand that song.
It's so fucking good.
It's one of the greatest hip-hop songs of all time.
Of all fucking time.
And don't even mention the video.
You know Eminem wrote it all.
Oh, yeah. It's
crazy. All right? You know he did all the work.
Crazy.
It's great body work. Right?
Man, don't do it. It's not worth it to risk it.
An impact on culture.
Not over this shit. Drop the biscuit. Don't even listen to Slim, yo. He's bad for you.
That production on that song is underrated.
That nigga said, you're going to listen to a bitch who slapped D. Barnes? Yo. Yo, Eminem was in that booth getting flick on, fam. That shit.
He was getting busy, bro. Niggas forget who Marshall Mathers is. But this knee shit, it don't mean shit to me, bro.
Yeah, no.
I just thought it was an old white man that was tired.
Technically, it was. All right, calm down. Relax. Start breathing. Fuck that shit. You just caught this bitch cheating. While she at work, she's with some dude trying to get off. Fuck getting divorced. Cut this bitch's head off.
Crazy white boy.
What, because she tripped, fell? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm ordering weed right now. 1 second. Let me get the wedding cake. Guys, pause. And orange
cherry pie. Cherry pie is fire.
This is fucking ridiculous.
Orange cookies. What else am
I
got?
Fucking with orange cookies though?
I like weed that tastes like fruit and candy.
Yeah. Cherry pie, nigga.
Cherry pie has like
a sativa vibe.
Herbal.
I'm telling
tastes
you.
Tastes like candy.
I give a fuck with the white folks on the website.
Even when you
I got some shit back home. I didn't bring all of it here because I don't smoke it all. It's called shit, I forgot, but that's just amazing. Yeah. I went to Denver to re-up.
It must be amazing if you forgot.
Oh, my God, bro. Like, you know how you know when weed is the one from the first pull? Mm-hmm. You know the first pull, you know if it's a friend or a foe?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That first pull tastes like a bite of an apple.
I've never smoked weed that felt like a fucking friend. That shit smacks me like a motherfucker, bro. It whips my fucking ass. Especially when I'm fucking in my country smoking on me ganja.
Hold me! Help!
I'm just taking the camera was on you, but I'm taking it off of you now.
I like to roll up a split for myself.
I need to create a shot.
The fucking pirate talk is what fucking kills me.
I'm gonna get a shot that you're not even in. So when you start doing that shit, that's the camera angle I'm going to. I'm gonna go to the one that doesn't have you.
It takes over me.
No, but for real, real talk. The Jamaicans out there, man, speak up. We don't subscribe to this. We don't support it.
They're amused.
Stand up for your rights.
I'm not gonna lie to you. They're amused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've complained to the Jamaican delegation, and they said that they're not angry.
They're laughing.
Why would they be angry with me?
They don't see this as a public threat.
Why would they be angry with me? I'm one of them.
They're not adhering to my warnings.
I really want
to
watch
that nigga Chris went to the delegation. Are you safe?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you. It's in my blood, bro.
For now.
Keep telling niggas, man.
I'm not going to stop.
Big Ricky, Young Kingston.
That's all I'm trying to tell niggas. Crazy. I'm a star in my parish. niggas keep laughing. I'm a star in my parish.
Where is it?
Nobody wants to rob with me.
What parish? Hey man, just like, tell me what the parish.
Nigga's community. Fucking sick, man.
Where is it?
We need to get this nigga the fuck out of here, bro. Speak up,
fucking guy.
Speak up, Jamaican listeners. Ricky Romper.
That's the title. See, that's how you make a title.
Ricky's Romper.
Ricky goddamn Romper. He's unrompable.
Ricky's Romper.
That's put me crazy. In the outfit of that gay guy that hangs out with the city girls in a romper.
Saucy Santana?
Yep. First name Saucy.
Plus homeboy.
Take it easy.
Pass me that light.
Take a lazy.
Just give me the light. Shana Paul. Yeah.
I need some more weed.
No, you don't.
Mm-mm.
You
don't
like that fun.
Just give me the light. Bah, laka, laka, da, bah.
Come on now.
I know. What did he say?
Said, buy another bottle of Mo.
That's what he says?
Yes, nigga.
Is he like it?
No. Sounds like he said what Plus said. Baga laga, baga laga. That's what I thought he said.
For whatever reason, I thought Baka Lamo was something. That's what it sounded like to me.
No.
I thought it was Baka Lamo.
Look. Bust another bottle of Lamo. Oh, shit.
Bust another bottle of Lamo.
In our country, Baco means bottle.
Right, and I got my dough. Bust another bottle of Mo. Because I'm looking hype and I got to know.
Mo is Moet.
Could I be your protector? You're buffing every sector.
That's
every man
why.
Around when I turn around your specter. Want no lecture, but the power drill and the fuel injector. Then my infector, disease collector.
disease collector.
I thought it was business collector all this time. It's disease collector. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of them.
You guys ever listen to the lyrics?
Situation really getting live again.
You guys ever listen to the lyrics of the lyrics?
But again, yeah. What you say?
Have you guys ever listened to the lyrics of "Flames and Fire"?
Who's that?
That's a deep ass song.
It's not called "Flames and Fire." It's called "I Wayne Can't Satisfy."
Can't Satisfy. My bad. Big tune in me, Paris.
How'd you forget the name of that song?
Stop it. Stop
there's
it right
no
now.
Way. There's no way you're Jamaican.
Plus, you
and
never
you
heard
forgot
that
the name of that track, bro. No way. It's the wrong flag.
The flag's not even right there, you asshole.
Whoa, whoa.
And we don't have to mute there this stuff, no so you can let it ride. That's the homie.
So she flirt with her boyfriend, baby, my money, I'm bling. So she go bed with him. Can't see, so we start right, this bridge.
On behalf of Jamaicans everywhere listening to the podcast, you gotta pull that up right now.
Pull it up.
On behalf of Jamaicans everywhere, you gotta pull the song up. Or they're gonna be in our comments about this, bro. Alright. You're gonna get us attacked.
You say what?
You're going to get us attacked.
By who?
By the Jamaicans.
Why? You don't fuck with this song?
Nah, you got to pull it up.
What you mean?
They got to start over song. From scratch.
Why?
You've been to Jamaica.
When the song is
been...
fire, you just got started over.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. I don't know the rules.
Act like you know the rules, nigga. Well, some more
rules. You have an air horn here?
Chris, tell us more rules that we have.
Y'all the Marco.
Hey, I'm not gonna lie. I would be in Jamaica pissed the fuck off. Play the song!
Gunshots in the air.
Mad as fuck. Niggas bring it, pull on. Niggas bring it shit back. And I'd be hot. I'd be hot.
Selector!
This is one DJ you do not want to fuck. Nah, bro. Nah, bro. I'd be hot. Not gonna lie, I forgot I was potting for 1 second. But we're just talking.
Pass the weed.
Nigga. Fucking sleepy
yeah,
over here.
Yeah, weak ass slap. You just did on his wrist.
That's the drug.
Benson, how do you No, wait. I can't go straight into potting. Benson, who's the last person you fucked over?
Last person I fucked over.
Some bitch in Lauderdale.
I have no clue what this young man is talking about.
I know.
No clue. Not
use
a single.
Your Fifth Amendment rights.
Not a single one. Oh, Geico. I skipped out on the month of paying them.
What are you going
to do? I skipped out on the month. Told him I need some time off.
Told him you caught the vid?
Yeah, man. I'm not driving right now.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold that.
Hold it.
Put a pause on that, playboy. Rick,
I don't interact with people that I would want to fuck over.
Yeah.
Like, all the people in my life or in my circle are people that I'm going to do right by. I don't have nobody who's fuck overable in my circle.
Good for you, huh?
Thank you, Ben. Nice I feel guy. Safe here.
Such a nice guy.
I feel safe in your circle.
Does it happen the same way around?
Yeah, I fucked you over plenty of times. Plenty of times. Stay fucking this guy over.
Come on, Rick. Who's the last person you fucked over?
My last job. Fuck those motherfuckers. I ain't fucking finished my 2 weeks. They wanted me to give a 30-day notice. I bounced in 1 week.
The fuck out of here. 30 days.
Yeah. Noticing.
Oh, fuck y'all. Manager.
So that you can train the next person. You could
train these nuts. Peace.
Train your replacement. Suck it. That's why they really do that.
Me gone.
And then they do the exit interview.
Yeah, exit these nuts, bro. I'm gone. I ain't that man. I'm out of here, nigga. Tough luck.
Can somebody write down exit these nuts, please? Because that right there.
That's not bad.
That's good.
That's a good one.
You could put these nuts walking toward an exit. You could do
the Mr. Peanut Man.
Yeah, the classic,
oh, God.
The classic guy.
Walking towards an exit.
You guys fucked me over for 4 years? Have this. Take that.
You've been there 4 years?
Yeah.
That's shit.
Exit these nuts. These nuts is such a childish thing to say.
It's crazy how long it works so well.
It's been funny.
The sting power, bro.
Because it can still make me laugh.
It's never going to not be funny.
It has the power to nullify any insult you throw at me. Throw an insult at me
and
right
not
now.
Just these nuts, but all of his cousins, this dick. Yeah. All of those, yeah. All of the derivatives of it, it's all just fucking funny.
Somebody call you a bitch? Bitch,
these nuts. And it's over.
It's over.
That doesn't mean, what you just said means nothing now.
I completely and utterly dismiss what it is that you just said to me.
That's crazy.
You're uneducated.
Educate these nuts. Hey, educate these nuts wins any argument,
fam. There's no way you lose that.
Okay?
No way you lose that.
You're uneducated. Educate these nuts. Yeah. Argument goddamn over.
You guys are ignorant as fuck. Ignorant these nuts, nigga.
Hello?
Can you post it so we can go?
Sorry. Did I freeze?
Yeah.
You know, it's about time you guys start pulling your weight around here.
Okay?
It's about time you guys start pulling your weight around here.
We tried to.
You didn't freeze. I threw a joke out there, and you just let it float. You're supposed to catch it and roll into the next subject.
Where do you think the comment about me calling these nuts childish came from? You paused.
I don't understand.
We're carrying the fuck out of you.
I look up, and there are three assholes looking at me in my eyes, okay? Of all the fucking bathroom breaks and phone breaks niggas take. The fuck?
And he was worried about me.
So, out of here.
So you're going to act like you wasn't taking a huge shit for about an hour before we started?
First of all, I took a shit for 7 minutes because I counted. It was 7 minutes and it wasn't a huge shit. It was a regular size shit. My shit took a fraction of the time and this bitch's power nap took.
My fucking house. I take no large shit.
How long was my nap?
You take regular shit so smaller.
My life was what, 15 minutes?
And my shit was 7.
All right, so I beat you.
I had a very efficient shit.
I had an efficient nap.
Let me eat your vegetables.
I'm here, nigga.
Plus got his fiber up.
Satisfy her. All right, Benifer. Chris, who's the last person you fucked over?
Am I just the first person on your head?
Hollandale.
I don't know why.
Hollandale Youth Soccer.
Why?
beat their ass 8-0. They wanted to play a full game. They didn't.
Because it was so bad.
Ended that shit early.
They threw in the towel. I never seen that.
You ain't let these boys get no rep, huh?
Mm-mm. None. Get in, get out. The game was done before the first half.
Jesus Christ.
8-0. They beat their ass.
When I tell you, we got out on the field and then left. Yeah.
Is your team that good or is that just like a 1 week thing?
Bro, I'm a great coach.
Okay, but that's not what I asked you.
But these kids are talented, man.
Okay, cool.
These kids got heart.
8-0.
They got heart. They got attitude. And they have the drive.
You were singing a different song 2 weeks ago. What happened?
You're saying this fucking kids suck. Fuck them.
No, because y'all lost recently, too.
I found the thing.
What's the thing?
It was like, all right.
Was it the loss?
Absolutely. That's what one thing will unify kids, right? When they can come together on a common goal, right? As opposed when the season started, everybody had individual goals. I want to score. I want to score. I want to score. Right? Now we have them in a system where they understand. All right, yeah, I might not didn't score that play, but we scored. So let me do everything that I can to make sure we score.
It sounds like some Little Giant shit.
Bro, I'm a great coach, bro. Oh, I'm inspirational. God, bro.
That's dope.
I bring it out of these young ones, man. I'm fucking Phil Jackson, bro.
Take it easy. You said niggas go too far.
Yeah.
Niggas Little League wouldn't win the game, and now you Phil Jackson.
We were with
without
you
a Michael Jordan in sight. Ain't no motherfucking Michael Jordan.
I'll create Michael Jordan, man. I don't need Michael Jordan.
Crazy.
No, he can't. Hell nah, he can't. Boy, I'm oh shit. Nigga, I'm almost dunking again, nigga. Fuck is you talking to me about, man?
You said almost. That nigga is.
I dunked the other day, nigga.
There's an African philosopher known as Brandy Norwood that once said, almost doesn't count.
Yes.
I hate that you made me think of who Brandy Norwood was first. Because I was like, I know a lot of African people. I ain't never heard no goddamn Brandy Norwood. And I thought about what you said. And I hate you for it.
Almost had me thinking.
Didn't she make somebody roadkill?
Oh my God. I was. You know what's so crazy?
She made somebody one with the pavement.
You know what's so crazy? Huh? I was about to mute your mic before you even said anything. Because I felt like you were going to go there.
It was
I felt
her,
like
though,
you
right?
could go.
It was her, though, right?
Yes, goddammit.
She made somebody one with the pavement. This nigga's a monster. You're worse than Brandy.
Brandy's pretty bad, man.
I swear, if she couldn't harmonize, that bitch would be in jail.
Yeah.
Almost had me thinking. Oh. When Brandy's done with him, of course. Dead.
Fuck. How did she not go to jail?
She can harmonize. She made full moon.
The person made it.
No. I ain't even want to front.
Oh my gosh. What
I ain't even want to lie. See, just up in the club. And I'm giving you the eye. We can dance if you want. Get a cricket if you like. Must be a full moon. But like one of those nights. Come on, Ben. Come back to us, bro. Come back, man. The Brandy jokes weren't that bad. Okay? I know you're over there sitting in your room. Come on. You know what? I think we're overdue for some Brandy appreciation. I don't think we've ever done that here, have we?
No.
I don't think we have.
No. Yeah, Brandy's, she's one of those.
She's timeless, bro.
Test of time. Comes from a good family. Gave us Moesha.
Yeah.
Gave us Ray J.
Fuck the guy from Boyz II Men. Fuck Kobe. She's a hero, honestly.
Usher.
And Usher. She's a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has a good list of bodies.
Yeah, she does.
I was going to mention her talent, but like.
No, I mean, this is the thing. Okay. If we were talking about a guy, we would commend his hit list.
Yeah.
She has a pretty good hit list. Yeah. You talk about Kobe, a five-time champion, Wanye, a fucking guy from Boyz II Men.
Yeah.
Come on.
Usher.
An Usher. That's a pretty impressive hit list.
She did this in the 90s when they were all fucking.
You know what I mean?
You know? The
guys.
The guys.
Bro. All candy.
Did Moesha. Did The Game.
Yep. She now, killed this shit.
I mean, I don't know. It's a very applaudable career. Put on Kardashians.
Yeah. She's responsible for that.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Brandi Norwood, today we salute you. I ain't even got a friend. Okay. All right. And me a phone will exit these nuts. That is so funny. What the fuck? Zorro.
Such a great ad lib in Haitian. It's amazing ad lib, dog.
Ben, how do you know when a conversation, when a text message conversation is over?
Let me see. I don't really know. I don't really know because, like, one could say it could start, you know, losing its fire once you begin your sentence with so. Like, so, well, so what else you got going on? When you're asking more than four questions, I think it should stop.
Have you ever gotten into a situation because you thought that a conversation was over when it was not?
Have I ever, say that again?
Have you ever gotten into a situation because you assumed that a conversation was over when it was not?
Yeah. With my girl right now, because whenever I could just simply answer her question and it'd be like literally just a literal response, like, yes, okay. Sometimes that's not enough. Most of the time it's not enough. Because then you step into the realm where you're being too dry.
Too dry. Why you use that voice?
that's what they sound like when they start talking that shit. But yeah.
Richard, how do you know when a text message conversation is over?
The minute somebody replies back to me with a one word text.
That's a great rule of thumb.
Okay, yeah, alright.
Better question. This isn't a rule you use for everybody, is it?
Mostly, yes.
Some people, but there are people that are above the rule, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever gotten in trouble for thinking that a conversation is over when it really wasn't?
Yeah, same thing with Ben and with my girl.
Fucking crazy.
See,
Chris.
See how much of your lives they dominate. Even with texting.
This is just a show. Because, bro, whenever we all have to answer the same question, it's because all of us here are completely different.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody here. And we receive the same torture from you, bitch. From women.
That was the champagne. you say okay, and then they respond. So that's it.
You know what I don't like? When I get asked a yes or no question, I give yes or no, and it's not fucking enough.
That's crazy.
Ask a better question. Something open-ended.
Please. Oh my gosh, you sound like me. Jesus.
Because if you asked me, did you like the food? Yeah. That it? What you gonna say? It was delicious. I liked it. Say, ask me, how was the food?
You're being short with me.
If you ask me, how was the food? It's a platform to be descriptive.
Yes.
But did you like the food? Yes. Can I stop talking now?
Yes, I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Did you like it too?
Fucking wanna.
I especially like the way it's soft.
Fucking wanna hang myself. Fuck. Fuck. Stupid.
Guys, I loved it. Thank you for treating me to that. Did you enjoy your meal as well?
You got to leave the 5-star Yelp review.
It's craziness. It's madness.
The only way to avoid the argument.
It's madness.
You also realize that sometimes that happens at the worst times too, where you don't want to fucking text or want to talk right now.
Oh man!
And here come a fucking barrage of fucking interview questions.
You up by five in the
fourth quarter. Like, God damn, motherfucker! Not right now, man. Shit.
Isn't it beautiful when they do that to you in the morning when you first wake up?
Bro,
come on, man. Guys. You got the whole day ahead of you.
Come on, yeah. You got to act like you give a fuck.
Because I'm literally slipping in and out of sleep.
And here's the thing. Sometimes the reason why you feel like you got jumped is because they've been up for 2 hours festering over these thoughts. Which means that they have their first, second, and third lines of this argument, of this discussion.
They already know how you're going to react.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Because they see you. So your dumbass to ask you a question, as opposed to asking for more time, you figure, I can handle this. Let me just do it.
Then you make it worse.
Ask for more time, bro. Treat this shit like court. Ask for arrest. Yeah. Ask for a delay.
When they present new evidence.
Can I have a recess, Your Honor?
Ask for a recess. So
ask for a
review.
Recess. That you can review the evidence
and make a sound answer. Come back with a sound answer.
No, but that's you thinking with a little bit too much logic. Because you know what they do? You know what they do?
No, logic is thrown out.
You know what they do? In the midst of them beating you over the head with all this this conversation, when you're just waking up, in the middle of it, they'll say something like, sorry, I'm talking your ear off. No, you're not sorry. No. You're not sorry. You're not sorry. You know what you're doing.
Because that's sorry. That is only to compel you to say, no. No. So sit in it.
They can keep going.
Sit in it.
Thank you.
There's no sorrow. You have no sorrow. You have no fucking sorrow.
They want you to give them a platform to cook you. Yeah. No.
Thank
you. I will not
apologize,
aid to my own demise, madam. Fuck that. I will not.
I will not aid and abet to my own fucking.
I will not be. An accomplice to my own death.
Fuck out of here,
madam.
Bro, they're sick people, man.
Sick people, bro.
You're something's not wrong sorry, with them, bro. Because if you were sorry, you would stop. You kept going for an additional 5 minutes.
So it's like, I want you to remember, fellas, whenever your girl needs to talk or like she brings up some shit, don't go into it thinking that she hasn't been thinking about it for 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
And she knows your responses.
And if you're ill-equipped to talk about it, ask for a stay. Ask for a recess. Mm-hmm. Ask for a delay of game. You don't have to fight that battle then and there.
Time out.
You're
ill-equipped.
Time out.
You're ill-equipped. What the fuck? Because tell her you need time to process. Okay? Use their fucking flowery words right back on them.
I got one for you. You look her dead in her face and you say, babe, stick a pin.
Stick a pin, huh? Can we put a bookmark right here, babe? can we bookmark this, babe?
Can we parking lot this? Can we parking lot this? Let's park it right here.
Can we put some makeup setter on this conversation right here? Can I put some wig glue right here?
Just table this. Let's table this.
Can we have this conversation to go? Can I put it to go?
Let's bag this up.
Bag this up.
Let's warm this up for later.
Yo! Let's bag it up. Put it in a doggy bag. Warm it up later. And we'll have this conversation.
I know you got to always put the onus on them. How's that sound?
Is that cool with you?
That's okay with you.
Is there a better time for you?
Bro, fellas, you got to trick their brains,
you
man.
You have to. You have to fight back.
You have to, bro.
If you're tired of looking consistently dumb, you're not dumb. You're just ill-prepared.
That's how they get us.
Okay?
That's how they get us, bro.
Because it's not your fault that you're always having arguments when you're sleepy. She chooses the morning because that's when you're
most vulnerable.
Your guard is down.
Your guard is down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're groggy and shit, bro. Like, it's a great time to attack.
Or, like, how you could be...
Brilliant move by them.
How you could be in bed with your girl for 2 hours, right? But once you put your phone down and roll over to go to sleep...
My nigga.
We need to have a talk. And it's like, bro...
Bing, 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 bing. Like,
you had an opportunity. But you wanted to wait until...
You wanted to wait until I was good and dead tired to...
Guard down.
Guard down.
It's rope-a-dope.
Bro, yeah. They are good.
Psychological it's warfare, dope.
They're
fellas.
Fucking good. Man, you ladies are good, man. Y'all are fucking good, man.
Here's the difference. This. Mothers don't leave the families so they can teach their daughters these generational tricks. Our fathers are leaving us defenseless, these son of a bitches. Because even if they're here, they're silent as fuck.
They do nothing.
Like, bro, the women are getting the recipes, my nigga.
They letting us go down with the shit.
Come on, bro. Because that's not some shit you can learn in just 30 years, bro. Like, this is heavy-handed psychological warfare. This has been perfected in slavery and just passed down.
The counterintelligence that's required here has to be passed down generationally. You get what I'm saying?
And here we are. All we have is shit that we learn on podcasts. I'm just learning.
God.
Like, we're talking about this shit out loud and learning that. Okay, wait a minute. It's all of us.
Yeah.
So there's a map of some sort.
Yeah. There's a playbook.
There's a playbook here.
We all just saying the same shit.
And hopefully one day me and Chris can give this handbook to our sons at 18 and save you 30 years. Okay?
Yeah.
Here's what your dad has learned in his time of being alive. I hope it does you well.
Hopefully they can't listen.
I mean, hey.
Yeah, that's on you, bro.
Man, here's the thing. What I know about young men is that even when they don't listen, they always boomerang back when it clicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's like 18, he's an asshole. By 25, he's ready to be a student again.
Yeah.
Is it making sense?
This is making sense.
And he's calling back on the things that you said in the past.
Because remember, it's hard to listen to somebody tell you life experience of shit you've never experienced.
But
that ain't gonna be me.
And you can't even imagine yourself experiencing it. And then you experience it,
then you remember, oh shit, and you harken back like, oh shit.
And you know 18 to 23 is just a crash course in life.
Whew.
It's a crash. Look at everybody put their head down. My God. It's a crash course in life. The swiftest kicks in the ass come 18, 19.
Listen, well, adulting, learn me one. When I overdid that during that time frame, nigga, I'll go even further. 18 to about 26, nigga, was whooping my ass.
It was fucking harsh, though. It was pretty harsh.
Whooping my ass, my nigga. I learned some valuable
lessons. That shit did not pull any punches.
I feel like I was, what do you call it? I feel like I was doing a lot of things to cope.
We all were, nigga. Time. We all know.
Like coping with different shit, like partying and drinking and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I feel that, though.
Yeah, we all was.
That shit was a long-ass learning curve.
It was, bro.
You know what's interesting about what you said? I was thinking about this this week, how the things that I used to cope in my 20s, as opposed to my coping shit now, they look different.
Yeah.
And the things that used to heal me back then don't heal me the same way.
Because it wasn't healing.
It wasn't healing.
It gave you an illusion of healing.
Yeah.
Because you were satisfying
It's a coping mechanism, not healing.
What I would describe as like a lower version of yourself. You know what I'm saying?
It gave you a momentary escape.
Yeah.
So momentary escape.
Yeah, but like nowadays, those things are different.
Facts.
Fucking night and day.
Yeah, but I think night that comes with that thing that comes with day. Growth and fucking like dealing with shit, life experiences. Because at some point you could keep getting beat in the head by some shit, but you eventually learn how to stop that shit from happening, so you no longer get those beatings. You know what I'm saying? So this shit changes, bro. We're not doing the same shit we was doing at 23, at 32, 33, 34, and 35, however old we all are. You know what I'm saying?
Because my back.
You just can't. You're back. Yeah. Mentally, you ain't dealing with that shit.
My back, bro. Like, if I could, bro, I would. But
just the thought of some of that shit just tires my mind.
Just the situations we used to put ourselves in.
Yeah. Thinking back on it, I just get tired all over again. Like, how did I allow, like...
Nigga, we used to put ourselves in some crazy situations just to be in the mix of certain shit that we have no business being a part of, which creates a whole ripple effect of bullshit.
That had nothing to do with us, bro.
Nothing. So, I mean, yeah, man, like, that shit's crazy, man. Like, I plan on passing down all that information to my nephew, Mike. You know, y'all niggas' sons, if I have a son, whoever, you know what I'm saying?
But do you give that type of game to your daughters, too?
Fuck yeah, I am. Fuck yeah. I'm going to let her know. All that annoying shit you're going to do when you get old that your mom did to me, this is how it affected me.
Yeah.
We are fucking different from you, and here's how you can fucking stop some bullshit.
I'm gonna raise my daughter to be a manipulator. If, yeah, I'm not doing that shit.
If she's smart, she will be.
I'm going to raise the ultimate one. I'm not doing that bullshit. I don't need my daughter to be a good person. I'm not. That's not what I'm here for. I'll let somebody else do that good person. I'm not trying to raise good people. I'm trying to raise effective ones.
You can still be a good person and effective.
But that's for suckers. Why?
Yeah, that's true.
Why?
Most effective people aren't worried about being good.
Yeah.
You can't be.
You can't be. Yeah.
You can't be.
It takes too much energy and time to be nice and good.
I listen.
I'm telling you. I listen to explain that, but nobody gets it.
Yeah, it takes too much time and energy.
I listen to some professors speak sometimes on YouTube, and he basically gave an analogy that the the more successful you are as an individual, the less agreeable you are. And they say that, you know, nice and kind people are more agreeable. You know,
and it's not conducive. It's not conducive what you want.
To getting what you want.
Because, like, you have to think about it. If you're always nice and happy and doing shit, you're going to always find yourself in positions and doing shit that you should not be doing because you're so kind. Whereas people who are just trying to get shit done and like, I guess you label them the asshole.
Like, bro,
I ain't got time for this shit. I got shit to do.
So could you imagine an agreeable woman? Get the fuck out of here, bro. You're a victim. You're prey.
You're a victim.
I'm trying to raise one of them. Fuck it, bro. Abrasive.
I hope it works.
Pitbull in the skirt. We'll see.
We all do. Yeah. That's the crazy part about parenting.
Yep.
Ain't nobody knocking on the door.
But that's a weird way to answer the door. Like, you think they're going to hit you?
You may enter.
Yep. Pull up.
You may enter.
None of you niggas have... watch this Fresh Prince shit?
Hell no.
I watched like 5 minutes of it. I had to finish it. I started it right before the Super Bowl, and then I had to turn it off because Super Bowl was on.
Did it seem promising?
Yeah, it seemed good. The aesthetic looked good. The music was good. Niggas was doing Papa Willie's and shit. You know, they was in Philly and shit. Niggas was doing all that Meek shit.
Oh, God.
So yeah. my vision, I haven't seen any of it, but my vision of it is that
it looks theatrical, like it's a movie.
Yeah, like all of the same things that took place in the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air TV show that we know growing up is going to be serious versions of that shit.
Yes, pretty much.
And to be totally honest with you,
and more modern,
even the comedic seriousness of the show was still enough for me. I don't need it to be even more serious than the serious moments that had already occurred in the TV show.
That's what a lot of people are saying. I mean, people are enjoying it, but they're saying they liked it the way it was.
I ain't gonna lie, because that episode of Carlton on Speed was fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that show was hilarious.
That shit was funny, dog. But it was supposed to be a serious episode.
Yeah. But that just goes to show you, in TV, it's crazy now. Back in the 90s, they did that one little episode, and they never touched drugs again.
Nope.
Now you got shows like Euphoria. And that shit,
damn, I'm so sick of hearing about that shit.
That
shit's
jumped crazy. Fresh Prince shit with Euphoria. Are niggas watching Euphoria?
Yes.
No.
I am fucking hooked.
I'm hooked. Rue is a fucking druggie.
Drug addict.
What the fuck?
I tried to watch that shit once, but it was weird as fuck.
I ain't gonna lie. The first season,
you gotta sit in the weirdness.
Mad, you know.
Yo, that first scene type shit was like, I text Bell, I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? He was like, yo, keep watching.
You feel me?
And I gave you all the things to just
the Hollywood shit.
I gave you all the things to just to look out for and just be ready to see.
It's a good show.
It's a lot of dick. I don't like it.
Yes,
it's a lot of everything.
No cap. I don't understand what happened. What dimension we fell through. What Mandela effect this is, but there's way more frontal nudity, male nudity now than what I ever remember being possible.
And that's why I'm shocked that you watch the show, because there's so much dick.
Bro,
but you see further on in the season, they stopped
less.
All that shit.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It gets less, yeah.
Like right now, this new season.
The first season, wild. Mm-hmm. Right, I stopped watching it after the first season. I was like, nah, you know what? I'm kind of good on this.
Too much dick.
Yeah, and then the second season, I came to a pause, but I started watching it.
He peppered the pause.
I started watching it, and it's like, I started watching it because mad people was talking about her performance on Twitter, and I'm like, damn, she did kill the first season. But she's doing better now than she did in the first season. How the fuck?
You know what I'm saying? So it's like I had to tap in and check that shit out, and boy,
she killing. She's smoking.
If she doesn't win the fucking Emmys, whatever the fuck you're supposed to win, dog. If she don't win those shits,
she's smoking the shit.
They hating, bro. It's hate.
Who's
all
Zendaya?
Hate.
Yeah.
She deserved it.
Yeah, she's real.
Okay, because I keep talking about this Rue bitch, and I just
she's real. Yeah. She's real.
Oh, and shout out to the mom.
The mom is fine.
Shout out to the moms. That's the homie. She said she come on the pod whenever she's in town.
What do you mean?
Huh? Nika.
Zendaya's mother on the show?
Yeah.
You know her?
That's the homie, man. That's the homie.
Bring her here.
See, hey guys. Direct your attention towards me. And you see why we be saying that this nigga is a part of the secret society.
What's going on? The biggest show on HBO right now is the homie. What's up? That'd be nice to know.
Call her by name. Nika.
What's up, bro? When you gonna fess up, bro?
Because she is totally, like, destroying her role. Like, she's killing it.
You know who I low-key want to see a spinoff of? Fez's grandmother.
Yeah.
I feel like she needs a spinoff.
I fuck with Fez heavy.
Yeah.
The only Fez we respect is the...
Nah. This nigga, hey, the way he beat out, spoiler alert if you ain't watching it, but the
Nate.
Way he beat the fuck out of that nigga,
he fucked Nate up.
He left that nigga looking like Martin in that one episode. Yeah, he fucked Nate.
Y'all niggas really out here watching Euphoria.
Yeah, man.
No cap.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me.
Like I say, bro, after you look past all the Hollywood shit,
nah, that shit is good.
It's
bro.
A great show, man. It's just got a lot of Hollywood shit going on.
I would not want my kids watching that shit.
Nah, hell no. You can't have the kids.
I'm here with a bunch of Euphoria watching ass niggas. I just want you to see their fucking faces.
The level of drugs.
All these fucking Euphoria fans, fucking adults with children and responsibilities. Here they are.
The level of drugs that niggas is taking on the show, nigga. That's the shit.
Look at Ricky's face. He looks so happy. He just look happy to be here.
So high.
Nigga, in one episode, she did fucking cocaine, crack, nigga, heroin.
That bitch is a drug.
Advil. She was going in.
She was going crazy.
I'm trying to figure out, like, do bitches like this really exist?
I can't imagine they're alive.
No, bro. There's not. That's not like this, bro.
There's no
not
way
at the rate
human
that she's
being,
doing it,
bro. If you watch the show, you'll understand.
Like, there's no way, bro.
No way a person could be alive.
This 40-pound little 17-year-old girl, bro.
Doing all these drugs.
Bro.
Is she trying to die or is she just trying to enjoy her
she's
party?
Druggy, bro. Fucking drug addict,
she's a
bro.
Fucking
like,
addict, dog.
The story, like, follows her and her
group of friends and people at school.
Like, I would call it a downward spiral because it feels like to this point in the season where I'm at now, it feels like a downward spiral from season one, right? So it's like you watching her at the start of this downward spiral and now she's at like peak spiraling out right now.
She started doing good, but then her girlfriend or boyfriend, whatever. Okay.
Come on.
Spoiler.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, you watch.
I'm not gonna watch. Don't worry about
her and her girlfriend broke up. Jules.
Yeah.
Jules is she a trans person?
Girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
And I realized that the first episode, I'm like, yo, that's a dick. Cause she was laying down in the bed and she had her little panties on. I'm like, yo, I was like, yeah, that is a dick. I said, what the fuck is going on?
She looks like Ace Ventura.
What the fuck is this?
In that one get up when he did the two ponytails.
Oh.
Yeah, no cap.
Yeah, so. Once she broke up with her, she started going crazy. Yeah. Now she got this new nigga she's fucking with.
And he's just as bad.
Yeah, he's just as bad as her. Yeah.
He's just as fucked up. Just as much addicted to the drugs.
Yeah,
as
he's fucked up.
So what's so good about this shit?
It's a good
show.
It's
just the drama, bro.
It's a good show.
The drama, the acting.
Preteen drama, bro.
Nah, it's not preteen.
I said the same thing until
it's
I watched the motherfucker,
high schoolers
bro.
Doing adult shit. It's crazy shit.
And the aesthetic.
And the niggas watching
so
high school sex
dark,
scenes.
I like the way they fucking make this.
I haven't seen any high school sex scenes. I'm not going to cap.
Yeah, I haven't seen any. Well, I mean.
They allude to.
Nate be fucking.
Oh, yeah, nah. That nigga's fucking
Nate,
high school.
Nate
son.
Be fucking, bro. He be fucking Maddie. And
he almost
fucking
the
Cassie.
Trans, he almost fucked the trans.
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
Yeah, yo, the nigga's crazy, bro. Like, he's weird.
That nigga was gonna
His dad fucked the trans.
That opening scene is the dad. It's his dad fucking that motherfucker, bro.
His dad is like a fucking pedophile, psycho motherfucker, yeah. And he's been like recording.
He likes boys. He's sexually attracted to men.
I don't even want to go that far because the nigga's he's disturbed, a homo. Bro. He disturbed, like.
No, he's a homosexual.
He's sick in
his This is what the children are watching, mes amis. Senya.
This is what I'm saying.
Dio mono senya. I can't understand why you put this on the TV for the people.
Yeah, I would not let my children watch this shit.
Come on, bro.
I would not let my children watch this shit.
This shit sounds like the more I'm listening for the good part, it just sounds worse.
Nah, it gets worse.
There's no good part.
And then the dad is fucking little boy, so I'm like, okay.
I can keep going.
And Rue's dad died in front of her. She was taking his pills from when she was like 12. Like,
yeah.
It's just crazy. Her younger sister is going to be a druggie.
The only, I'm not going to call it good. One of the effects that will come from this is that like drug use in white children will spike. Yeah. It's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's going to. They're all gonna want to be Rue. I can see it.
Rue, and we're gonna have a lot of more jewels too.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, you know,
big, tall, skinny ass niggas in dresses.
Keep it away from my kids.
Fucking pigtails. Taking on the battles.
That is absurd.
Need one for us, nigga.
I would say taking all the bad hoes in that sense.
Dykes did a number on us. Now we gotta deal with this.
He's just gonna keep going. Oh,
come on, man.
I try to give you a way out.
Save some for the straight niggas, man.
Lighting the exit. What do you want? Yo,
what about the niggas, man?
No, because first you take all the size 36 jeans.
Come on.
And now this,
you wipe us clean in H&M.
Huh?
You wipe us clean in H&M.
And now,
I can't go to school and get nothing.
Come on.
They left no cargo shorts.
Give us cargo shorts, or give us women, but give us some cargo shorts,
bro. Okay.
36, 38,
bro,
you
wearing bitches.
Can't find it.
You big bro wearing bitches coming to the fucking men's section. You take all the fucking large tees,
buying all the Pelly Pelly shirts, all the wife beaters draws gone.
Fuck,
come on. You don't even need boxer briefs.
Just stick to the jeans. Stick to the jeans, shorts, and LeBrons.
You're cosplaying me buying all the fucking boxer briefs, and it's not fair. I am not a costume. I am not a Marvel hero. Do not wear my shit. Leave the large boxers, please.
They bought all the jorts.
All the jorts.
They keep the jorts and the fucking graphic tees.
This nigga,
them motherfuckers is killing them fucking Goku graphic button up shirts.
They love them shits.
Love them motherfuckers, bro.
Oh, you guys.
Cosplay is definitely the one.
You guys are funny guys. No? Chris,
cosplay?
How do you know when a text message conversation is over?
I've been dying to say this. When I stop texting.
Okay. That's fair.
You said what?
Because I believe it.
What, are you going to keep texting me?
Shit. Have you ever gotten in trouble for thinking the conversation was over when it really was not?
All the time. I call it Thursday.
It's just that shit is crazy. Because I don't know.
Sometimes I feel like the best answer to a question is the one that leaves the least guesswork, right? So sometimes I'm like super definitive in what I'm saying, and it comes off as, this is how it goes, this is what I said. Duh. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to make it come off that way. But
I don't want no more questions.
I'm trying to answer all your other questions that you're about to calculate.
The first time.
Yeah. Because the question that you should have asked me for real, which is like three questions down the road, I want to answer that one too.
Okay, so you talk about some shit that I hate. You talk about some shit that I hate is when a nigga want to borrow your car, but he come in here and ask you, hey, man, you busy today? Hey, you go, hey, man, you got plans today? You still going to work? You still going to work?
You got somebody to pick up your daughter from school?
You have gas in your car? Like, yo, what do you want?
Get to the thing.
Talk about some shit that I hate.
I hate that. Spit it out, nigga.
Just say it.
Get on with it.
Say it so I can tell you fuck off.
Please.
Please. I'm playing 2K. Tell me so I can tell you
I
fuck
off.
Go to the next person on the list.
Please, man. Spare me the fuck shit. All right, guys. It's Ask a Real Nigga time, actually. Yeah. Actually, wait. No. Just for my soul, let me wait these 10 seconds until I officially see the right time. I've been working hard for this. Okay? All right. Fly the Buddha. All right.
Yeah. Want to hit that mark?
You know, it was important to me. Please. Hey. All right. Let's go. But you better ask a real nigger.
Come on.
Ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide. Ask a real nigger. Yeah. See, if you want a real nigger, then ask a real nigger. I'm black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigger, nigger. Follow me on Twitter. Nigger, nigger. Bitch, you're big, but I'm bigger. Nigger, nigger. I'm about to roll a spliffer with my nigger, Christian. Nigger. We are...
And that was Plus Daddy
with
the Joe Rogan rendition of the Ask a Real Nigga.
Plus Rogan.
The Joe Rogan is so funny.
The Joe Rogan edition?
You guys are funny, guys. Wow.
I need a vacation.
The song was cool by Jesus. Piano.
Said I'm stressed out, so tired. That's Zaytoven, right?
Yeah. So
that was Zaytoven? Whenever I hear piano, I just assume it's Zay. Whenever I hear piano,
so. He has like a specific piano though. I don't think that one was.
I feel like that was before Zaytoven.
This Ask a Real Nigga question comes from my nigga Abdonel. What's going on, bro? Ask a Real Nigga NWO podcast, how would you feel if the HR lady at your company kept making little sneaky link references to you and other forms of not safe for work communication? FYI, she can get it. This sounds quite specific, AB Angle.
Yeah,
you,
man.
By
this
the
is...
time we read this, you should have gotten it, man.
Let me say it to my... By the time you hear this response, she should have already gotten it. If she can get it, you heard?
I know this. I don't trust nobody in HR.
Sounds like sounds like she got it.
Not a single one.
Okay. Bitches can't be trusted.
What are they gonna do? Entrap you?
These payroll
I don't know.
Payroll hoes can't be trusted.
Can they do Listen, that?
One of them from my previous job. Her request to follow me on IG is sat in the request. It died there. Never approved.
But yeah, because that's on IG. But he talking about, that sound like face to face.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, I don't want to give you any type of access to me. Whether it be in person, whatever. I'm good.
But they can fire you if she's throwing the, like, if she's laying it on thick. They can fire you. Cause that's what it sounds like.
I'm just saying that you shouldn't possibly create an enemy. In
I don't
HR.
Know. I don't have a. I've never dealt with HR. I am HR.
I don't fuck with HR. I go over there, select my benefits, and leave. I don't fuck with them people at all.
Smart man.
Open enrollment, but that's all. I open the shit ups.
That is it.
Next, Ask a Real Nigga question comes from my dog Jed. J_LockD_90. Ask a real nigga, what's the most reasonable amount to spend on a one and done if need be? This right here is why we do Ask a Real Nigga for questions like this.
What do you mean a one and done?
Something that you do once and then you don't do it anymore.
Obviously.
Okay. So what's the disconnect?
What would it like? What would you be talking about? Like, what's the one and done?
What do you mean?
You fucked the pussy once and it's over.
Okay, so we talking about women. Because he didn't say that.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He said, how much money you spend on one? What the fuck does that mean?
Like, what's the most you would spend on a one and done situation if need be? What's the most you should?
Like a one-way ticket on a flight? Nigga, I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That's why I asked.
Thank God, Ben.
The most you spend is whatever it takes to get that pussy.
Yeah, because it really is.
That's the end game. That's what you want in that situation.
I'm sorry.
Because he purposely fucks with me. Like, that wasn't a mistake.
Because he completely torpedoed that question, dog. Unnecessarily.
He wanted to fuck with me.
That's the only explanation.
Look at him.
That's the only
eyes barely open. Fucking with me.
I mean, the end game in that scenario is for you to get them draws.
Right.
So GTD, get them draws.
Because that's the thing. The dollar amount can't exceed your desire for the pussy. How bad do you really want it?
And also, on top of that, if you've done your work and your homework adequately, you already know what it's going to take. So you go into it knowing that it might take this amount or the next amount.
It might take 6 rose petal bags.
You already know what you're getting into. Don't act like you don't.
I don't think I've ever done more than 400 on the one and done, though. Room included. I don't think I've ever done more than that.
I have, only because...
That's a lot of money, kid. 400?
Yeah.
I mean, she has to eat.
That's what I'm talking about. Eat. What if you go cop a bottle somewhere?
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Hey, listen.
More than 400.
If I wanted the one, 4 is fine.
I don't know. I guess I must have been moving different.
Well, good for you, though. I mean, you held on to your coins.
You know?
This game requires what it requires.
You left at a great time. It really is a jungle out here, man.
Sometimes it makes me wonder.
How you keep from going under, Nick?
Well done. Well done. Let me see here. We got another one from this nigga.
He sent us a twofer.
Mm-hmm.
Two for one deal.
You come across a girl you're really feeling. How long are you willing to play that game before you just move on? And he put play that game in quotation marks.
Read it one more time.
You come across a girl you really feeling. How long are you willing to play that game before you just move on?
That game is a long game, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, what do you want out of this? Like, are you trying to just fuck around with her? Are you trying to be with her?
Yeah.
I don't know.
3 days, bro. I got 3.
If you just trying to grease.
I got 3, boy.
But you would still keep in touch, like, down the road.
Some of them make you play the long game.
Just in case.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got time I used to. I am not, no, absolutely not.
I'm talking about like Prime Time Plus. How much time did Prime Time Plus have? How much time did that guy have to spend?
You know, Prime Time Plus ran this shit like a garden. In the sense that
I really
like,
hate that name, by the way.
I like it. I love it a lot. I just want to put it out there. Prime Time Plus.
PTP. You know?
PTP, baby.
What's up?
PTP. I hate PTP. That's, you know, because...
If
PTP.com.
If the carrots take 3 weeks to grow, I don't mind because potatoes take 1. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like I'm just doing carrots in the garden. Tomatoes take about 2.5.
Talk to them.
You know what I'm saying? These green beans can bust in a week. So I could afford to give the carrot their 3 weeks because I'm eating green beans and potatoes until the carrots are ready.
Tomatoes.
And by the time the carrots are ready, the green beans gonna be ready again. You know what I mean?
Come on now, you eating green beans.
No, I'm eating green beans. So it's like, if I was only a guy allowed to eat carrots, I don't know, whatever.
You'd be starving.
You play this game by the seasons,
but
man.
You just put all the seeds in the ground.
Come on, bro.
And just eat these hoes as they fucking ripen.
That's what's wrong with you niggas. Y'all niggas are too antsy.
That's such a boss analogy.
Y'all niggas too antsy, bro. Chill.
But that was PTP. I'm washed time plus. I'm WTP.
Washed out plus.
WAP.
WAP. Pause.
Big yo, time. Whoa, the whoa. Way Cardi says the wet ass pussy on that song is never not going to be funny as fuck to me. Okay, that's all I had to say about that.
No, but real talk, this is how I know I'm becoming even more washed than I actually think. There are some times where I hear that song out in public and I'm like, God damn.
Jesus bro. Christ. Yeah.
Like, shit. Are
they playing this right
God
now?
God damn, Cardi. Wet ass pussy. All right.
I'm looking around to see if the white people are here. Like, what are they thinking
wet
right now?
Wet ass pussy.
My God.
What is Sherelle thinking of a song like this?
Where is Ja?
Sorry.
Shopping again?
Yep. Picking a different one. Citrus. Okay. All right.
This nigga. This guy.
Uh-oh. All right, guys. La police. This felt great.
It felt amazing.
Ricky, what is your final thoughts for the evening? Hold up. Don't give me shit. You should be disappointed in yourselves, you ingrates, you ungrateful bastards. Here we are.
Vegetarian Delight.
Now. In Delight Juice Bar Jr. Huh? Been over here eating the Opsis fries while eating Krista's vegan candy. Everybody say you're fucking sorry right now. Everybody say it. Chris deserves your apology.
Everybody say sorry.
Wow. Wow. Say sorry, Ricky. Don't repeat after me. Say it.
Sorry, bro. For whatever I did.
Now play that goddamn music. All right, Ben. Nine 5 4. 241-7402. You need a little bit more. Losing our sponsorship? Never, nigga. Never. Vegetarian Light Juice Bar. Every day we got a brand new menu. We the hottest niggas in the venue. We got that heat, it don't matter who sent you. Stop playing. Brand new menu every day. 954-7401. 954-241-7402. 6060 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. Right on the corner. Pull up. Stop playing. Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar on the corner of Pines and Miramar. No, that's corner 441 and what? Look, Jesus Christ. Brown addresses are weird. I don't get it. Pull up to Vegetarian Delight Juice Bar. Still safe. Still order from the outside. You can wait or you can get your food pre-ordered. Give us a call. Pull up on us. This podcast is brought to you by Cock Your Glock.
Hey.
You can call Jude at 786-315-3542. It's brought to you by Cock Your Glock on Instagram. Need to feel safe? Want to have your gun? Want to know how to use it? Call Jude at Cock Your Glock. Bad.
Bad.
All right, Bennifer, final thoughts?
Song of the week.
Damn, do we have one?
Brandy, I think we
Brandy Fulmore.
We chose one. Okay, perfect.
All right. Honestly and truly, thanks to the listeners. Continued loyalty and support. Please make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel at NWO Podcast and spread the word, spread the clips, get the conversation out there. Appreciate y'all.
Chris, final thoughts?
My final thoughts are tell a friend to tell a friend to hit us up on TikTok, nigga, because we run in the streets. If you haven't heard, wait, tap
TikTok
in.
TikTok blowing up. It is blowing up.
My final thoughts is be careful how you're ending your conversations via text messages with your lady because it could end up being a bad night for you. Plus the fur.
Final thoughts.
Shit. You got me again. Final thoughts.
Got the air ball. Go ahead.
You know what? If you got to fight for that bitch, you already lost that bitch. Do that what you will. Ben, song of the week?
Yeah, Hail Mary.
This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Brandy. Full Moon.
Thank you for listening to the NWO Podcast. Peace.
You soon as you came bouncing through the door, you and your mans and them just took over the floor, started doing your thing, and it made me notice you even more. The way you turned around and looked at me, it seemed as though you must have somehow felt me staring on the low. Something tells me you're the kind of guy I'd like to get to know. I ain't even gonna front, I ain't even gonna lie. Since you walked up in the club, I've been giving you the eye. We can dance if you want, get it cracking if you like. Must be a full moon, feel like one of those nights. Is this the first time that I'm seeing you around? Could you be visiting or are you new in town? Yeah, whatever the case, I'm feeling you right here and right now.